call us to order at this time, September the 9th, Health and Social Services Committee, the last one of the very busy day today. Thank you one and all for your presence here. Next to go into what we like to do firstly, and that's to render a prayer. I'm going to ask Dr. Shaw, if you'd be so kind, sir, to render us an afternoon prayer. Amen. Thank you, sir. Moving right along, we have roll call, please, for our presence.
Congressman Big Horse. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt. Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present. Clear, we do have a quorum present. Next on our agenda is approval of the minutes from our Saturday morning. So if you look at the minutes, please.
Find them.
Any additions, corrections, deletions, please advise. Speaker Tillman.
Page 2, top sentence. Motion was seconded and passed with 4 yeas, 0 nays, but Congresswoman Lemon also, I believe, was part of that, so that would make it, move it to 5.
Thank you.
Catch that?
Page 2.
Very top line.
Motion was seconded and passed, 5 and 4.
Got it. Thank you.
Corrected, thank you. Any other corrections, deletions? Speaker Tillman.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented with the amendment for September 7th.
Second.
We have a second. Those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed, say no. The yeses have it. Minutes are approved. Going to number 5, and this is an adjusted agenda today as we're going to be continuing on from discussion from Saturday and reflecting ONCA 1966. An act to authorize and appropriate $14 million to the Osage Nation Health Benefit Fund from fiscal year 2020 tribal revenue for direct assistance to Osage members under 65 years of age and set forth in the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16 ONC section 3-101 et sec and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. We're going to continue some discussion on this as we have received some reports and numbers here. I'm going to ask Mr. Zahn if you would join us up here as we're going to continue on with this particular document. I'm going to ask Congresswoman Stabler to fill us in on the information that Mr. Zahn,
I wish,
Mr. Zahn has provided to us and adjustments again to Ms. Edwards' bill.
Thank you. I just, after last meeting, we talked about questions for Mr. Zahn, and I sent a question over to him, and he sent a response back. And so for me, I'd just like for him to go through what he sent back over and explain it to the committee.
Mr. Zahn, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Congresswoman Stabler, which I sent 2 sets of information this afternoon. You want me to start with one particular, or?
I have one. What else did you send?
Oh, they didn't get that.
They didn't get the one you had.
Does the second one have dollars and cents?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Is she bringing it? That was one you requested.
Which one is that?
It was an email, and I showed it to you just a few minutes ago, and it just didn't get printed off.
Well, we can start with the one that you have. How about that?
Start with the one that we have.
Was it sent to the clerk?
Yeah, I didn't send it to the clerk. I didn't know we were going to have the meeting today. So here we go. Okay, so I can start with the one that you do have in front of you.
Okay, let us, let's see. I don't want to. Chair, entertain a motion so we can get this printed up for us. Motion to recess for 5 minutes.
So moved.
We're in recess 5 minutes to get.
Just make a copy of that.
Copy of the second item.
Here.
Dollars and cents.
Dana.
Dana.